Let's talk more about it. Bob Greasy, the Hall of Fame quarterback and current Dolphin broadcaster, joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Bob, that game against San Diego on Sunday, that is about as much needed a win, I think, as a team, a franchise, an organization can possibly have. That was fun the other day.
It was. We've won two out of the last three, and, you know, the one we lost over in Tampa, the Buccaneers beat Atlanta, so they've won two in a row. So that loss to Tampa, I mean, Tampa was really not an 0-8 team when we played them. They're a lot better team than that. But San Diego was a good team. It was a big win for us.
My favorite moment of that game, and I don't know if it was yours as well, but it was obviously a huge moment of the game, was the Charles Clay touchdown. It was an attitude play. It was an individual effort, and sometimes you need a guy to take a short pass and to turn it into a long touchdown on nothing more than wanting to do it, and I thought that was so representative of everything this Dolphins team needs moving forward at this point.
You know, and you talk about, you know, the top draft picks that aren't playing or don't get a lot of time. Let's go back a few years. Charles Clay was a sixth-round draft pick. And here's a late-round draft pick that is really doing well. So we need to remember that. You know, he's only playing a lot because Dustin Keller, the tight end that we signed in the offseason, got hurt in preseason, and he was out for the year. So good job for Charles Clay and for Tannehill for getting him the ball.
Bob, I thought the Miami Dolphins did a pretty good job moving the pocket on Sunday, moving it around a little bit. We also saw a pistol formation, and we saw Tannehill pick up a first down with his feet. I thought it was one of the few games this year where we actually saw the athleticism of our quarterback being used a lot. Just your thoughts on that, and if you believe that we'll see more of that going forward.
Well, when you have problems protecting the quarterback, have problems, you know, I think we're like the 30th or 31st worst team in protecting the quarterback in the number of sacks. You got to come up with other ways, and one of the ways to protect your quarterback is to move the pocket, get him outside. I love that play where they might be in like an I formation and they'll fake to the left and he'll turn and sprint out to the right, and we've got a tight end out there in the flat, and we got another back coming across the field, so he's got one, two, or three different choices. I've been saying all year that he's athletically inclined anyway. Let's get him outside the pocket. And the other thing I liked the other day was the fact that we actually hit a screen pass that looked like a screen pass.
Yes.
So we need to keep working on the screen passes and keep getting the quarterback outside the pocket is right.
Bob, you talked about last week all the different players that San Diego had on their football team that we had to match their intensity. This week, a very good defense coming in here. Our defense need to match their intensity. But how do you offset that from an offensive standpoint where they have good defensive ends, they have a very solid linebacker core, and then a mediocre sort of similar to, you know, not one of the best secondaries? How do you get the ball to your big play playmakers to make something happen, because they fly around over on that defensive side of the ball to the Carolina Panthers?
You know, we've played these guys in the preseason the last few years, and where did this team come from? Where did all these guys, where did this defense come from? They're third best in the league in takeaways. They're third best in the league defensively inside the 20. They're seventh best on third down situations. They're eighth best at sacking the quarterback. They have 31 sacks this year. Third best in the league in overall defense. And they're first in the league in allowing the fewest number of points to be scored. I mean, I don't know this team. We've played this team the last few years in the preseason, and they've always been an offensive team, but now they've built this defense. We're going to do the same thing we did last week, and that is just get out there, move the ball, try to run some, get the quarterback out of the pocket, and just execute, run one play at a time, stack about 5-10 plays at a time, inside the 20, and score. We've been good all year long inside the 20. We're the fifth best team once we get inside the 20 of scoring touchdowns. So we need more of that this week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hall of Famer Bob Greasy is on the Metro PCS hotline. A lot of talk, understandably, coming out of the last game and really coming out of the first 10 games of the season about the inability of Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace to get connected in stride on a deep pass. There was another really good opportunity the other day against San Diego. Wallace was behind everybody. Tannehill underthrew him, and the defensive back sort of accidentally broke the pass up. Sam's not going to like that I said that, but that's what it looked like. It looked like an accident. Tannehill said this week he's just got to let it rip. That's what the coaches told him, just let it rip. But Ryan himself said that, you know, sometimes when a guy is so open, he tenses up a little bit. And take us maybe through the mind of a quarterback and what he means by that, you think.
Well, the first thing you have to do is work a lot in practice. You have to work with the defensive back. Once he clears him, is he running full speed or is he running like 80% speed? Now, if I overthrow him, does he have that extra 20% speed to go get the ball? If he's wide open, then I just got to throw it out there, and they got to give it more air. You know, sometimes you have to drill it, and sometimes you have to give it more air. And I think more often than not, he's got to give it more air to allow the receiver, in this case Wallace, to adjust to the ball. Do I have to keep going fast, or do I have to slow up a little bit and kind of shield the defensive corner that's on that side? Shield and block him out a little bit and then run to the ball to get the ball. But it pretty soon this thing's going to hit, and when it does, we're going to see a lot of good plays.
All right, we're talking to Bob Greasy, Dolphins and the Panthers coming up this week at Sun Life Stadium. Bob will be on the radio with Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose. It'll be a challenge, but a good challenge and a fun challenge for this Dolphin team. We'll see you on Sunday, Bob. Thanks as always for the time.
All right, guys, enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. Bob Greasy on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.